how the list of who will run for governor in 2014 is shaping up so far. Governor Rick Scott has already said he'll be running for re-election. Then there's former Senator Nan Rich, who's the first Democrat to announce plans to run against Scott.
I'm in it, and I'm in it to win it.
There's also been speculation about other Democratic contenders, including former Florida Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, who ran an unsuccessful campaign against Scott in 2008.
There is no path to victory for us. So therefore, Rick Scott will be the next governor of the state of Florida.
But one of the most talked about potential candidates is former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, who helped President Barack Obama campaign for his reelection and was the keynote speaker at this year's Democratic National Convention.
Half a century ago, Ronald Reagan, the man whose optimism was inspiring to me to enter politics, he famously said at one time that he did not leave the Democratic Party, but the party left him. Well, listen, I can relate. I didn't leave the Republican Party. It left me.
During that time, Crist was registered as having no party affiliation, a status left over from his failed bid to be U.S. Senator in 2010. But now Crist is a Democrat, and some are taking that as evidence he will run against Governor Rick Scott. And former Senate Democratic leader and Crist's potential opponent Nan Rich says if Crist does enter the race, she has no plans to back down.
I've told people this for quite some time, that whoever comes into the Democratic primary will have to prove their credentials as a Democrat. And I'm willing to put mine up against any of the candidates, including former Governor Crist, if he decides that, you know, that this is what he wants to do.
Many believe Crist could be a top contender, like Governor Peter Shulman, the chairman of the Democratic Governors Association. He recently told C-SPAN if Crist ran, he would be one of the leading Democratic candidates.
We will be having conversations with him, certainly. And we're not eliminating other candidates. I just want to be very clear about that. But Charlie's a very strong candidate.
Meanwhile, Republicans say they know Crist's party switch was coming. And Republican Party of Florida spokesman Brian Burgess says Democrats should be careful what they wish for.
Anytime a Ronald Reagan, a pro-life Ronald Reagan guy wants to go in there and change the Democratic Party and make it more pro-life, more pro-gun, I think that's great. That's what Charlie Crist stood for. He said a number of times, he said he's about as conservative as you can get.
Over the weekend, Republicans said if Crist runs against Scott in the final gubernatorial showdown, then they'll be extra motivated to reelect Governor Rick Scott. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.